Welcome to EAN Cast, your weekly source for education, research, and updates from the European Academy of Neurology.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the EAN podcast. And today we are talking about the Brain Health Mission Roadmap designed by the European Academy of Neurology. I'm Elena Moro. I'm a professor of neurology at the Grenoble Alps University, and I'm the current president of the European Academy of Neurology. And with me today for this extremely important topic, there is Professor Paul Boone. He's also professor of neurology at Ghent University, and is also the past president of the European Academy of Neurology and the chair of the Brain Health Mission for the European Academy of Neurology. So we have a lot of things to discuss today, and I'm sure that all attention will be focused to listen to Professor Boone. So hello, Paul.
Hello, Elena. Good to see you. How are you?
So I want to start with one question, right? We start to tune the audience to what we want to discuss today. So what is this Brain Health Mission that the EAN is starting? And you will tell us when we started this initiative and why you think that is so important for all the neurologists, but not only the neurologists.
Well, thanks for asking this obviously pivotal question. The thing is that EAN started with this initiative, thinking about this initiative already a few years ago, when we started under the presidency of my predecessor, thinking systematically about brain health. And the idea of establishing a brain health mission was basically led by the fact that we saw quite some initiatives going on in Europe regarding brain health, but one initiative particularly missing. And the one thing, the gap that we identified, was to have an all-inclusive platform, not only of medical societies, not only of patient organizations, not only of pharmaceutical or device companies, but a more global and encompassive initiative, maximally inclusive, to bring together all different stakeholders. And I already mentioned like the usual suspect stakeholders, but also more stakeholders that are united by one thing, that is the interest, that is the passion to promote and improve brain health in Europe. And that is really where we went for. The idea was that, and we started from a couple of claims. First claim is that brain health is not really well identified entity. If you ask what brain health really means, you will get quite some different answers. The other thing is, immediately related to that one fact, is that neurological health and neurological disease is underappreciated, it is underrated, it is not well enough known. And the key fact really is, and that has become over the most recent years more clear, is that 43% of the burden of all diseases, global burden of disease, is of neurological nature. And that, I think, is really a pivotal number. It's an essential number motivating, justifying why EAN endeavored into a brain health mission. There's actually more than that. And if you obviously think, or you start with the idea, okay, 43% of the burden is neurological, that means that still a majority of people do not have a neurological disorder. And those people are also of interest to us, much more than what currently available documents would let us think. It is all about prevention. And besides the fact that there is common knowledge about cardiovascular or cancer-preventing measures like healthy food and moving enough and controlling cholesterol and hypertension, what we really need is more knowledge about specific neurological preventive measures. And in order to have that knowledge, we need to massively invest in research. So the one thing, starting from this huge, staggering figure of 43% burden of disease, at the same time, also knowing that there is still a huge gap in our knowledge about preventive measures, this is really the true justification for establishing a brain health mission.
Well, thank you, Paul. I particularly like, and I think that we can elaborate the need that the neurology take in their hands what belongs to neurology, right? It's not only to eat well, and that can be very good also for, as you said, cardiologists, internal medicine, and other specialties. We need really to define what are the most important, let's say, measures that can really preserve the brain, and also during the neurological diseases, and have really the optimizing the care of our neurological patients. So what is the EAN doing to move forward, right? What has the EAN done, and what is in the future?
Thank you for asking that question. I believe what the EAN is planning and has already done is can be explained easily on five different levels. And let me now just briefly go through the different levels. The first one is that there is an overall initiative by the WHO, the World Health Organization, which has adopted 2 years ago the IGAP, Intersectorial Plan for Epilepsy and Neurological Disorders, in which we really want to inscribe ourselves. What we want to do should be helpful to the overall initiative, global initiative by the WHO. And this is all about providing, for instance, and let me now immediately become concrete, it's all about providing, for instance, toolboxes for societies, national societies, or subspecialty societies, whatever, to accomplish the goals, the final goals of the IGAP program. Neurological societies, and these are our main stakeholders. EAN has 48 national neurological society members. The idea is that we provide them, amongst others, with the necessary toolboxes to achieve the goals of IGAP. Second level is on the, how should I say, collaboration, promoting collaboration with national neurological societies, not only to achieve the goals of WHO IGAP, but with the ultimate goal for each of the European countries to have a national brain plan. What we have seen is that in the past few years, a couple of European countries have achieved a national brain plan, but the overwhelming majority of countries does not have a full-size global, holistic brain plan. While there may be plans on dementia and stroke and migraine and multiple sclerosis and epilepsy, this holistic plan is lacking in most countries. So there, again, working with the national neurological societies on the one hand, and local stakeholders, be it psychiatric associations, neuropediatric associations, any interested stakeholder on the national level, this is where EAN comes in to provide additional support. Third, very important level, pillar, if you want, is promoting science. We already briefly touched upon it, Elena, saying that research is lacking on specific preventive actions and measures and biomarkers for neurological disorders. Well, what we have done in the past, recent past, is through asking to more than 1,000 neurologists in Europe, including neurological patient representatives, what they thought should be the priorities for neurological research. This survey was kind of, well analyzed and then published, and we came up with a list of priority diseases, priority fields of research, and one of them really was all about preventive measures. We know that controlling diabetes, we know that controlling hypercholesterolemia is fine, but we really should get beyond defining cardiovascular risk factors. I mean, preventive measures and defining preventive measures in neurology is far beyond that. I'm now at the fourth level, which is about education. I keep saying, if you ask even an informed audience today about what they think brain health is, you might end up with many answers. What we really want to do is educate at different levels, anywhere from the healthcare professionals, our own backyard, neurologists in training, neurologists in clinical practice, academic neurologists, but also up to the lay public and society as a whole. We really want to educate people about what brain health is. And the very frequently used metaphor there is any young child in Europe, I would hope, knows about dental health, right? They learn that in the household, in the family. This is being taken up by primary schools where they kind of learn, if they don't know it already, to brush their teeth. And I think you ask any kid in Europe, what do you think about dental health? They will know that brushing your teeth will improve dental care and dental hygiene. Well, we would love to see the same type of progress in the general understanding of brain health in Europe. And that fourth pillar is closely linked, I would say, to the fifth pillar, which is all about public awareness that can start anywhere. Again, we aim to the non-informed, to the general public, by promoting actions that promote brain health. Just to give you a clear example, in the city, European capital typically, where the EAN Congress is being held, during the Congress, these capitals can apply for the status of European capital for brain health, which means that very visible in the street picture all over the city, there is banners, there is information being given. It's like a huge publicity campaign on brain health. So in a nutshell, I try to explain to you the five different levels on which EAN has been working and is hoping to continue to work.
Well, Paul, this is excellent. So thank you so much. But it looks very ambitious. Do you think that it's easy to do that? What the EAN is big, but it implies that probably we need to have everybody on the ship. And what is the EAN concretely planning for the 2025?
Excellent question. I mean, level of ambition cannot be high enough, but you're absolutely right that we should define achievable goals and make sure that the milestones that we are defining can actually be met. Maybe one important thing is we have been talking a lot about EAN. Obviously, the Brain Health Mission is really about making the connection with all the other stakeholders. So EAN is in the driving seat. But there is co-pilots. There's many other collaborators. We are now at about more than 30 members of the Brain Health Mission. So I think it's extremely important that we have all these stakeholders on board and we navigate together to our goals. I fully agree with you. These goals are ambitious. So how will we address this? Based on the five pillars that I briefly described, the idea is now to define one or two achievable goals, more concretely achievable goals. To give one example on public awareness and education, which is kind of a linked pillar, as I indicated, what we really would love is to expand our school challenge initiative. Brief explanation, the school challenge initiative is a place or is a school or a city where one or more schools work on providing information on brain health to pupils, to young children. Primary school is typically the main target. This has started in Finland. It has been started in Austria. Then it was expanded to Finland. And now it's being rolled out in a few other European countries. One of the goals to achieve in 2025 is to have a duplicating effect on this brain health school challenge. There's other concrete examples that I could give. Just one more example on the education. What we intend for 2025 is, besides the fact that EEN already during the EEN annual congress provides teaching sessions on brain health, we want now, and this has just, I mean, the principal decision has been made just a few hours ago in our talks on the brain health mission governance, is that we will work together with the psychiatrists to define a framework for a brain health educational session, not only for neurologists, but for neurologists, mental health care physicians, and people much wider than that. So healthcare professionals as a whole who care about brain health.
Thank you so much, Paul. I think that we increase the curiosity of about the topic. And I think the audience has the chance also to go to the website of the EAN. There is a special part of the website where everything about the Brain Health Mission can be found. And also during the Congress in Helsinki, there will be several sessions. So I think the point that you made, and we want to emphasize that this have to be part of the neurology education and involve everybody in the loop. So I think that the message has been clear, Paul. So thank you so much. And I don't know if you want to summarize with one sentence what we have been discussing today. What is your last comment and sentence?
Well, I would say that brain health is big. It's really big in many aspects in terms of prevalence. We have not addressed costs. That's one thing that we also want to do, is basically publicize all the efforts that we have made recently in calculating the costs of neurological disorders. Brain health is big. Let's make it bigger together.
Thank you so much, Paul. And I hope that all the audience will be in Helsinki. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Helena.
This has been EAN Cast Weekly Neurology. Thank you for listening. Be sure to follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your preferred podcatcher for weekly updates from the European Academy of Neurology. You can also listen to this and all of our previous episodes on the EAN campus to gain points and become an EAN expert in any of our 29 neurological specialties. Simply become an EAN individual member to gain access. For more information, visit ean.org/membership. That's ean.org/membership. Thanks for listening. EAN Cast Weekly Neurology is your unbiased and independent source for educational and research-related neurological content. Although all content is provided by experts in their field, it should not be considered official medical advice.